Well, I'm old enough to remember the days when your granddad taught you how to service your car and you very rarely needed to take it to the garage. It's all changed now, and someone who knows all about such matters is our good friend Tiffany Dell. Tiff, how are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. You're just making me remember lying in the gutter with a gearbox on my chest trying to change the clutch in my Anglia van.
I know. I mean, and it was like that too for those of us who are of that generation. I
mean, now you open the bonnet, there's a mass of plastic, and all you can do is top up your windscreen washer and check your tyre pressures now, and otherwise it's a garage job.
Yeah, and that's of course led to a whole set of different problems, hasn't it? Because we tend to think, oh, well, it'll be all right.
Sadly so. Well, that's what this survey by the Good Garage Scheme has exposed, you know, the fact that even when we go to the MOT, only 1 in 10 has a service. You know, you would have thought, you know, MOT, get it serviced at the same time. Mm. But no, you know, we always think, you know, even I didn't realise this until a couple of years ago, we think you pass the MOT, well, that's 12-month health, you know, health check for my car. It's not. An MOT is the condition of the car on that day. So your brakes could be almost worn out, but as long as they stop the car on that day, it passes the MOT. So I think a lot of people go home thinking that their car's got a 12-month bill of health.
Yeah.
And then a month later, your brakes run out completely. So, you know, again, the survey said, you know, that 42% are put off by the cost, so we don't get it serviced. I think most of us can't even remember when we did have it last serviced. No, and it's this lack of servicing that's just a growing concern.
And I'm sure that you would say that actually you're not saving anything at all by doing that, are you, really?
Well, it's normally worse, yeah, because if something does go chronically wrong, you know, if the brakes do fail and it wears your discs out, and discs are very expensive to replace as opposed to just the pads or the drums and the linings. So, yeah, it's just trying to encourage people. And what the Good Garage Scheme have done is they just launched, which is something new for independent garages, a service plan. Whereas for as little as £11 a month with the little baby cars, you know, you pay £11 a month and they'll then let you know when your MOT's due. They'll give you a service twice a year, a basic service, and just keep checking the car. And that includes the cost of labour and the fluids that go in. So it's just trying to get people to avoid that horrible day when it all goes very wrong as you loaded the card up and headed off for the Easter holidays or something.
Or even worse, you're at the other end and it's time to go home, you know. and now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because in the last few years, I've taken to paying my tax and insurance on a monthly basis. It never even occurred to me that you could do a service on this basis. But and how many people would prefer to do that, do you think?
I don't know how much the service and how many, but I think it's about 45% of the national average said that, you know, they would have their car serviced more regularly if they could spread the payment. And a lot of the main dealers, I think, already have some sort of plans. But, of course, you tend to go there when the car's brand new, but the servicing costs are higher. You know, it's the big overheads they carry. And once your car's sort of 3 years old or a bit older, you tend to want to find your local person you can trust. And if you don't know anyone or haven't got a granddad or your uncle that can point you in the right direction, it's hard to find somewhere you feel happy with.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Good Garage Scheme is a whole network of approved garages. They check them out, and if there's any complaints, they'll go and sort out the problems. So it's sort of trying, a happy family where you've got your service plan, and you can look at a website and find a garage near you that you can trust.
Well, you've sold me, I'll tell you that much now. But how can we find out more about this, Tiff?
If the website is simply goodgarageschemes.com, and it's got this whole range of garages. And you mentioned the fact, you know, worse still, breaking down when you're in Scotland, being on the holidays. And again, because the Good Garage Scheme is nationwide, you'd be able to go on your computer and find a garage near you that is the same approved level.
That's fantastic advice. Thank you so much for that. I must ask you a question before we let you go. Do you still get out on the track, Tiff?
Just about. You're Goodwood this month. The members' meeting. Thanks to Lord March, I still race at least once a year at the Goodwood Revival meeting. And now there's this members' meeting where I'll be driving a Rover SD1, the old 3.5-litre Rover.
Oh, fantastic.
Sliding around the corner. Still, yeah, never retire. Never use that word retire.
No, once a petrol head, always a petrol head, eh?
Yeah. But fifth gear's still going. We've got new top gears, of course, with Chris Evans. We've got the three egos doing something else. And fifth gear's still... We're on ITV4 in April, so you can catch up with me on TV then as well.
We'll look forward to that. Always good to talk to you, Tiff. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Tim. Thank you.